This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fanroy Morning Show, I'm Austin Bechtel with you. To just the fault of my own, I tend to be too overly optimistic about the Pirates. I don't know if that's the baseball lover in me, if it's the fact that I grew up with the 13, 14, 15 teams making the playoffs and all the greatness that came with baseball on the North Shore at the right time to grow up as a Pirates fan, but I'm starting to get very concerned with one starting pitcher for the Buccos. This starting pitcher, since debuting, has made 6 starts. He has allowed 28 earned runs, according to our own Josh Rountree, in 27 and a third innings. He's gone 10 innings without a 1-2-3 frame, and at least one run is scored in 11 of the last 16 innings he's pitched. Who is this mystery starting pitcher for the Buccos? Yeah, it's their number one pitching prospect, Quinn Priester. Before Paul Skenes was drafted. Priester entered the game last night with his slider being hit at a 467 clip. Now, his curveball's been good, 182. So you would imagine, all right, so Priester definitely went heavy on his curveball. He only throws his fastball 93 to 95. It tops out at 95, and it doesn't get there very often. So you think that he probably, rightfully thinking, he had to have thrown the curveball a lot more than the slider, right, Austin? That just makes sense. Well, he didn't. He didn't in even a close capacity. Quinn Priester, who, again, 467 is what opponents are hitting on his slider, 182 on the curveball. Quinn Priester threw 36 sliders in 5 innings. He threw 9 curveballs. 9. If you have a pitch that's getting hit under the Mendoza line, why are you throwing that more than what hitters are seeing as a beach ball coming in at over 450? And that's just what throws me off about the Pirates and the philosophies of pitching and what they wanted to do. It was pitch backwards with the idea for Ray Searidge of ground balls, ground balls, ground balls in a world that became heavy strikeout based as opponent hitters were striking out so much and pitchers were looking for power stuff and just throwing your best pitch. Let me ask you this. What is Quinn Priester's best pitch? It probably is his curveball, but why is he only throwing it 9 times in 5 innings when he gave up 6 runs on the day? Quinn Priester's ERA, it's mind-boggling to think that somebody who is a 2019 first-round pick and somebody that was picked out of the high school ranks that the Pirates have developed, he's looked solid. He was good throughout the entire minor leagues until this season. Half the year spent now in AAA with Indianapolis, he just did not look like the same pitcher. Now, the jump from AA to AAA, it's not always that much to grasp in terms of talent. A lot of the top prospects are in AA and just spend a cup of coffee in AAA. You find a bunch of 4A players in AAA baseball, guys that can't stick in the major leagues but are still good enough to be able to perform well in minor league baseball, to be at the upper echelon of minor league baseball. Think about Miguel Andujar, who's hitting 355 in minor league baseball, calls up to the Pirates, and he'll occasionally here nor there drive in a couple of runs, but strikes out too much, and where do you play him defensively? That's been another problem with the Pirates. They should have called up Miguel Andujar by now, but that's not at all the point that it makes about Quinn Priester, who's a first-round pick. Someone that the Pirates need to depend on. Quinn Priester going into next season needs to be your number 3. Right now, the most disappointing arms on this team continues to multiply. At first, it was Rowanzi Contreras, who now has just continued to disappear. He's in AAA now, trying to work his way back. It's like an Alek Manoah situation. Manoa, who was a Cy Young finalist last season, is again in the minor leagues. He was in A-ball. He was in rookie league ball, just trying to figure it out. And the Pirates did a similar thing with Rolandi Contreras to try to figure everything out that they needed to do. But to no avail. So I'm concerned about Quinn Priester. There's a lot to talk about there. He needs to be right up there with Paul Skeens and Mitch Keller next year in your rotation. Paul Skeens is pitching tonight in Bradenton. And Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette reported, as something that Ben Cherington said on his radio show, that Paul Skeens is only going to pitch fewer than 20 innings this year. But I'm excited for all 20. And you can watch on MILB.com tonight through MLB Pipeline, Paul Skeens' start. Coming up next, we'll get to the Steelers and what this one Steeler linebacker had to say about the team. I'm Austin Bechtold, Fan Early Morning Show.